We're in Manawatu next with a couple who are enjoying a lot more flexibility with their milking herd these days. They installed a robotic system 4 years ago, and their girls seem to love it.
I'm Amy Gimmel. We dairy farm at Bunnythorpe in the Manawatu.
And I'm Greg Gimmel, married to Amy Gimmel.
We are shear milkers on my parents' farm, Brian and Margaret Schnell. I grew up on this farm and met Greg a long time ago. And he managed the farm for a while, and then we decided to purchase the herd, and then we put the robots in 2016, and this year we are starting our conversion to organics.
And we're not talking about robotic cows, we're talking about the robotic system used to milk them.
Yeah, so we're just in our regular cow shed. This was exactly how our cow shed was when we had the herringbone before we moved to the robotics. But we've got a few more gates now.
There are only a few dozen dairy farms using robotics in New Zealand, but they're common overseas, where it's not unusual to find hundreds of cows milked and housed in fully automated barns.
So we've got a couple of cows out of the gates just waiting. They just come in when they're ready, so once they see that it's a little bit quieter in the pre-milk area, they'll wander in.
The Gemmels pasture-fed cows bring themselves to the dairy shed at the centre of the farm at any time of the day or night. Aside from having a full udder, they're motivated to move by their next meal, whether it's the pasture or the extra titbits they get when they're milked. They have to go through the dairy shed and its system of gates to get to the next fresh bit of pasture.
So they're not quite ready yet, that's why they're just standing there.
Yeah, they're not quite ready yet. They know that there's no point coming in here with the number of cows in the pre-milk at the moment, so they're quite happy just in that sheltered area waiting.
And once they see some movement, they might move on through.
Yes, they'll come in when they're ready. Yep, we don't need to push them in or be behind them or anything. They'll come in when they're happy to come in.
Is this a popular time of day to be milked?
Yes, this is just a normal number for the time of day. It does all depend a little bit on the weather, how much grass is left in the paddock. So if the paddock is eaten down a lot, they'll come back a bit earlier. If there's plenty of grass here, they'll stay. So it's all about pasture management.
A bit like people queuing for a table at their favourite restaurant, the cow waits in the pre-milking area. When she enters the milking stall, the system picks up her identifying data from a tag around her neck. The system the Gemmels use is from the Dutch firm Lely.
The cow's gone into the robot box and the brushes have gone underneath her to clean her each teat individually. Now the laser is checking out her udder and each individual cup is going onto her teats.
Part of the machine is actually coming up and touching her.
Just the arm. The arm just works underneath her.
She doesn't mind that.
And she doesn't. No, they don't seem to mind. They get used to it. They don't seem to mind the noise either.
Because it is a big machine and it's kind of grinding and grunting all around.
Yes. And actually, these are the A4, Lely A4 robots. And now there's a new version, the A5, which are much quieter. So anyone getting, buying robots now new would be buying an A5 version.
So you've got the noisier version.
I've got the noisier version, yes.
The robot arm knows each individual udder and precisely where each teat is so the cups can be attached to extract the milk.
And they're not nervous of the machines?
No, definitely not. Maybe as heifers they are, we've got to spend a bit of time bringing them in as heifers, getting them used to it. But our last heifer that we trained a month or so ago, by her second day she was coming in by herself, cups on and walking to the paddock without any interference from us, which was, incredible. We'll have to a day.
The computer also knows whether the cow's actually due for milking.
If the grass is down and they're ready to move on, they know that a fresh paddock is ready, they'll come up here anyway, even though they don't need to be milked. They'll be diverted onwards to their new fresh paddock.
So they know this is kind of HQ.
Yes, absolutely. This is headquarters. Yes, they need to come into this middle space to be able to get to their next paddock. There's no way that they can get from paddock to paddock without coming through the gates. The gates will let them move through into pre-milk if they're within their milking window time. So if they're a cow that perhaps milks only once a day, or a cow that we're drying off, or if they've milked in the last 4 to 5 hours, she'll be sent into where we're standing now, and then she can go directly to the paddock, so she doesn't have to wait around on the concrete for no reason. If we need to check on her for anything, if she's ill or for any reason we want to have a look at her, we'll send her to our D area.
A separate area.
Separate area where we can where she can be held there for a little while until we come to have a look at her. So we've got control as farmers, but they've also got their little bit of control to make their way when they want to.
And there's some post-milk entertainment to tempt the girls out of the stalls.
What is that thing?
A whirlie brush. So it's an incentive for the cow to come out of the box to get groomed up. If it was a barn-based system, it would stimulate the blood flow in the back. But because we're a pasture-based system in New Zealand, it's purely just for entertainment. And they also know that when they leave the robot, they get a fresh break of grass.
Do they like being in there, being milked?
Well, they do like being in there. It's got some yummy food for them in front of them. So, and they do enjoy it. They you can see at the front, they kind of jostle each other to get in. They look quite calm at the moment because they know that they've got a while until the robot's free again. But once the robot arm starts moving, they know that it's just about to reopen, and they'll start jostling to be in the front to get in next.
The system picks up a load of data as the cow's being milked.
What's happening in here is the cow is in the box. It's reading her responder, her live weight, which is 487 kilos. She has 15 litres in the cylinder. It's registering how many seconds have been detected on each quarter, and she's been in the box 11 minutes. So she's been in the box 11 minutes and given 17 litres of milk.
Greg and Amy are building a herd of A2A2 cows. These cows produce milk, which proponents say is easier for people with milk intolerance to digest.
The milk is passing through the arm, and it's looking for a change in colour in the milk. So it's looking for blood, colostrum, high conductivity. And if there was a problem, it would go at milk line 2. So it's doing a herd test every time the cow's milked. So effectively the milk won't go into the vat unless it's 100% what we want into the vat. If there was a discrepancy, it would go up milk line 2, which would go for our calves to be fed.
Most of this herd of 200 cows has been milked robotically for 4 years now.
So each cow has a preference on which way the arm comes under her tummy, whether it be a left-handed arm or a right-handed arm. Just like in the old herringbone, she would either go up the left-hand side of the herringbone, the right-hand side, whether she's last, first. It's the same as with the robots.
And do they generally stick to
They do.
Those
if
courses?
You were to come back the same time tomorrow, you would probably see the same cows doing the same thing at the same time. They're creatures of habit. They are very, very intelligent, as you can probably see. But if they get hurt in any way, they will remember and they will get you back, whether it be giving you a good boot or a poo on the head. It used to happen in the herringbone quite a bit, but now that the humans are taken out of the equation, the operation runs a lot better without humans here. I come around to do a breakdown in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they want to know what I'm doing here. You know, they know I'm not supposed to be here. We've been doing this system for 4 years now, so we're trying to upset the herd mentality. You know, try and alter the herd mentality. We don't want a great big lot of cows in the pre-milk. We want social groups coming, 10 or 15 cows at a time. And it might take 10 years to get that, but 4 years into it, we've sort of broken it up a little bit. We've got matriarchs, we've got mediocres, and we've got timids. And the timid cows will always wait, and your mate will always beat you. So in this system, you've got to be eager. You've got to get in and get out, otherwise you'll get beaten every time.
Did you know about this cow psychology before you
no,
got
no,
into
nothing.
Robotics?
No, nothing. We've self-taught ourselves through obviously listening to other farmers as well, but seeing is believing.
We're off now to check on the calves.
Okay, so these calves are bred on A2A2 ability, and they're robot ready, pasture based, temperament, udder conformation, and they're a New Zealand bred Holstein Friesian.
When you say robot ready, you mean you can breed that into them?
You can.
How's
so,
that?
So their progeny and their sire has actually been proven overseas to be robot ready. Obviously temperament.
So they're a calm.
Yeah, you've got to have a calm cucumber. You can't have a hot-tempered animal, otherwise it's not going to work. It'd be like a bull in a china shop. Because when an animal gets enclosed in a box, they freak out. So that's the first thing an animal has to learn is to be confined. And the second thing is for something to touch its tummy without leaping out.
Yeah. And looking at these calves, they look pretty calm to me.
Yeah, they're going to be calm, yeah.
We're back at the dairy shed now and the milk tank has arrived. Greg says he's gained 6 hours a day not having to milk, leaving more time for his family and taking people on tours of the farm. Tell us, Greg, about the camera up there. What's that for?
Oh, the camera up there? Well, that device beams down on the cows 500 metres long by 250 metres wide, and it's looking for the cows when they're coming to the grazeway, and it knows who they are and which way it's going to put them when they get there. It's also looking at cows that are on obviously going to be on heat. It can pick up the algorithm before they get to the cow shed. And also, if I had my calving mob just out from the cow shed here, it would beam down on the cows, it would look for the odd one out, and when they're calving, it can alert me to my phone as to the distress of the animal, and I can come around and monitor, obviously, get a live calf. Yeah, so you're not left alone. It's watching. It's watching all the time.
It's your eyes.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Now, Greg, also you were talking about how you've lost jobs in the cow shed. How do you feel about that?
Yes, that's right. We've probably lost a job, lost a worker, but our lady agent has gained a worker. Now, he's a robot technician. He's got a van and he's got every part for this operation in his van. So I regard as he's one of our staff, because when we have a breakdown, he's the one that's going to get it going again. So I don't think we've lost a worker at all. I think we've got three good workers that are working here all the time, plus Dave. And when the kids come here, I often open up the box of all the technology and I say to them, this is what you want to be as a robot technician. Because often you're not paid by the hour, you're paid by the second. Because one part can be a second to fix. It can be a push of the button from Holland and it can be fixed. As simple as that.
So these are high-tech jobs?
They are high-tech jobs. Yeah, they are.
And the reaction from people when you have these tours?
Often when we have the tours, a lot of people are older and they've milked cows by hand, obviously, and sat on stools. And when they walk out of here, they're just there. You can just see the glimmer in their eyes and their mouths are wide open.
Greg can be monitoring things via computer from home in front of the fire or here in the office, where there's a big glass window looking out into the milking area with its three robot workers, as he says, bolted to the ground.
What you can see here at the moment is how many litres have been produced through the robot over 24 hours, how many litres the cow was doing per cow, how many times the cow has been in, the box time, the free time that the robots are not actually milking a cow, the failures that have happened throughout the 24 hours, which robot needs attention, the rumination minutes it's measuring from the transponder, the fat, the protein, the rest feed, the connection attempts, and obviously the milk solids.
If a cow was sick, Greg says he'd know before she did.
That's done with the rumination. The rumination will drop off, the activity will drop off, and her milk temperature will go up. And then it can alert me to mastitis, whichever caught her. If she was ketotic or acidosis, it would pick it up as well. We never really did have a big animal health bill anyway, but now we virtually have we've ironed it right down.
Things like lame cows, just non-existent really, because the cows get to walk as they would like to walk. They're not hurried along. Yeah, the lameness is gone. The somatic cell count has dropped down. We really don't have any major issues at all with animal health. You still do need to be a farmer though. So we'll get cows that are on heat and we'll go out there and have a look at them, but they're obviously not on heat. So, you know, the computer can get it wrong at times. Maybe there's been a rough night and less eating and more walking around the paddock, or maybe a stray dog's ran onto the farm and it's upset the cows. So yeah, you still need to be a farmer with the system.
Amy says the cows even have their favourite robot.
you may have a robot that's open and a cow will be waiting there, and she will ignore that robot and just wait in another queue for her favourite robot. So, and you will notice on the cow's information on the computer, you'll see that, you know, for the last two weeks she's only ever gone into robot one. Definite favourites.
And that's the right-hand, left-hand thing happening there, because one's right-handed, one's left-handed.
And most likely she would have been, say, a left-handed cow in the herringbone, and now she's a left-handed robot cow. Yeah.
So how has this changed your lifestyle?
It's changed it hugely. So Greg's at home at breakfast time now with the children and helping get ready for school. You know, sometimes he'll come out onto the farm at 9, whereas he's always in the past been up and gone at 5. He still does Monday to Sunday, and over calving time I do Monday to Sunday as well. We're here every day, but we've got relievers that we can call on to give us some holidays and some break times and some weekends. But it's just that time flexibility through the day. If the kids have got a concert or a game of soccer on, Greg can be there. Yeah.
And if I'm in bed at night and I get rung, I'm just like a policeman or a fireman. I've got to be there. I'm on call 24/7. But if you do all the preparation before you go home at night, often you don't get called out. Once a month might be the odd call out.
Has it changed your well-being, your lifestyle?
It has. I've become a hands-on farmer to more of a supervisor. And also the interest in the robots. There's been a lot of tour groups that have come through, and that's the thing I like, is talking to people. And on a farm, it's often just you and the cows, and you can be very lonely. And now this job, it's exciting.
And now for the big question. How much did the robotic system cost?
Probably the turn of the key was about $1 million for a retrofit shed. A milking shed today, the building alone is $1 million without the infrastructure. So I think $1 million for this whole operation is pretty cheap.
Greg and Amy Gemmell. Greg says milk production is 20% up under the new system, and he's aiming to get up to 500 kilograms of milk solids per cow from 390 kilos previously. And Amy says the robotic system and the flexibility it provides helped her get more involved in the farm.